What a beautiful day for a wedding. Amanda was so excited she could barely keep still as her best friend, Laura, exchanged vows with Brody Mason. Laura looked radiant, literally glowing from within, a beacon of happiness Amanda saw mirrored on the groom's face. As she shifted her gaze from Brody to his six brothers lined up alongside him, her eyes lingered on Bradley, third from the end next to the twins. Other than the twins, the men weren't brothers by blood, but she'd seen them often enough to know a deep bond connected all seven. The Reverend's voice interrupted her perusal.
"I now pronounce you man and wife. You may kiss the bride."
Laura turned and passed Amanda her bouquet just before Brody gathered his bride close for the wedding kiss. Amanda sighed at the sheer romanticism of the day. As she sighed, her mind skipped back to that secret and joyful place, a magic evening here at the Copper Moon Ranch and the dances she had shared with Bradley. In typical male fashion, he had avoided her ever since. The wedding proceeded, as weddings were wont to do, with good-natured jokes and ribbing toward the groom from his bachelor brothers. Laura was new in Bullitt, but the Masons were well-liked. Thanks to generous friends and neighbors, a long trestle table was heaped with innumerable plates and bowls of food, enough to feed a small army. Amanda watched the gracious way Laura flitted from guest to guest, thanking them for coming. A keg of beer had been tapped, and its consumption among the gents added to the buzz of merriment floating through the air. A four-piece group of musicians began warming up on the makeshift stage and dance floor to the left of the barn. Amanda circled the ranch's many guests, wondering how she could feel so lonely in the midst of a party. Her life as an only child had always felt pretty solitary, with only her and Ma. Living in a small town in the shadow of Yuma, Arizona, Amanda told herself she preferred the small town life. But how could she be sure when that was all she knew? She'd been feeling restless for a while now, harking back to the first day she met Laura. On the far side of the dance floor, she saw Bradley standing alone, his face in shadow. Perhaps he felt as lonely as she did, part of the revelry, but never really belonging. One more thing they had in common. From a practical side, she knew it was silly of her to hope he thought of her as often as she thought of him. But she had seriously hoped that on the day of the wedding, wearing her fancy bridesmaid dress in a flattering shade of apricot that did wonderful things to her skin tone, with her auburn hair curled and twined through with flowers, that she might at least have merited some attention from him, if not a dance or two. She was gathering her courage to approach him, suggest they share a dance like they had once before, when there was a frantic clang of spoons against glassware, a signal for the newlywed couple to exchange a kiss, followed by whistles and catcalls. Smiling as the newlyweds complied, she nearly missed seeing Bradley disappear into the barn. Before she had a chance to talk herself out of it, she set her glass down and followed. She wasn't overly surprised by Bradley's destination. Somehow, she instinctively knew he preferred the company of animals over humans. As Bullitt was too small to have a full-time vet, Bradley often helped out nearby ranchers when they had an animal in distress.